Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. I have to tell you, the presence of God is so strong that I am literally trembling under the presence of God at this moment. My guest has gone to heaven frequently, and he was instructed in heaven how the scriptures tell us that we can access heaven while we're alive as believers in the Messiah, and he teaches, and multitudes then begin going to heaven after they're exposed to its teaching. So my guest, James Durham, at age 3, went to heaven. But his parents were just nominal Christians. No paradigm for anything. What happened at 3?
Well, Sid, at 3, I just, one night, I just got lifted up into this place that was absolutely amazing to me. I was in a place of perfect peace. There was such unity there, something I'd never experienced on earth. Just saw the animals, the people were together. And I just felt something so wonderful and so unique that I desired to be there. I had no idea what it was, but it was wonderful.
And then at 4, I mean, at 4, I can't remember 3 or 4. At 4, he doesn't know the Bible stories. His parents would go a few times a year to church, if that. What happened at age 4?
Well, when I was 4 years old, I had an open vision, and it was felt like I was actually translated to a different location. And I was standing and I was watching these animals as they were coming by me. They were going up a ramp into some kind of a building. And they were going 2 by 2. And the little animals coming by, that was very fun to watch. But when the big cats, the lions and the tigers came, it really terrified me. I had no idea what I was seeing. And I cried out. And when I cried out, the vision ended.
Well, what he was seeing, obviously, was Noah and the ark going 2 by 2. When you told your parents this, were they excited?
They were excited, but not in a good way.
What do you mean?
Well, when I cried out, I woke up my older sister. And so I was actually punished for this. And when I told them what happened, they didn't believe me. And so I was punished for lying.
Okay, at 6, you're going to a Bible camp and Sunday school, and you have another, what you call an open vision. To me, an open vision is you're seeing it happen right before your eyes. What did you see?
Well, Sid, that's exactly what happened. I was sitting in the pew during a worship program. It was a vacation Bible school, and this was a new experience for me, but as I sat on that pew, literally I saw like the floor open in front of me, and the flames of hell just erupted up from that opening in the floor, and I felt that like I could just slide right into that fire and be in hell. And at that moment, I was only 6 years old, but I felt convicted of sin and that I needed Jesus from what I had learned in the vacation Bible school, so I gave my heart to Jesus.
But he devotes his life now to being a chaplain. He was a chaplain in the Army for how many years?
Almost 30 years.
But the thing that intrigues me is when these visits to heaven started in 2008. Explain.
Well, in 2008, two things happened sort of simultaneously. First of all, God put it on my heart to pray for Israel every day. Every day I would get face down on the floor and repent for the things our nation had done to Israel and cry out for shalom in Jerusalem and shalom in Israel. And about that same time, I went to a large revival. And one night, I came home late from the revival, and when I lay down in bed, my head hit the pillow, I was literally translated to heaven. I stood in this place in heaven. Some people call it a throne room, but it was not really a room. It was huge. But I was standing looking at the throne of Jesus, and I was in so much awe of Jesus. I was literally paralyzed with awe of Jesus. And as I looked at him, just love flowed out of me, and I just felt like this is my Jesus. And I felt like I was just connecting with him in such a powerful way. And it was a life-changing experience for me.
And then a few days later, a second vision, what happened?
Well, I asked the Lord if he would allow me to go back to that same place because I had a question I wanted to ask.
What was that?
I wanted to know, the Bible says...
I have a lot of questions. How about you? Would you like to ask a lot?
Good luck asking. Ephesians 2:6 says, we were seated with him in heavenly places. So I wanted to know, this is kind of self-centered, but I wanted to know, where's my seat in heaven?
But wait, that's exactly what the scriptures say. We're already seated in heavenly places. So that's a fair question. Did you get your answer?
Yeah, I did, but not directly. I had almost the same experience. Came back late at night from the revival meeting, very tired. But as soon as my head hit the pillow, I was translated back to that exact same spot I had been the night before. And there was Jesus. And I was in awe of Jesus again. I was literally paralyzed in awe of this amazing Jesus. And as time went on, I began to think, I believe I had a question, but I can't remember what it is.
I'll tell you what, hold that thought, because Jesus gives him three assignments. We'll find out about it when we come back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
My passion is for you to walk in divine health 24/7. That's why I handpicked my favorite healing scriptures from many translations of the Bible, personalized them for you, and made them available in this free ebook. I want you to meditate or pray out loud these scriptures over your life daily and witness the supernatural healing power of God's kingdom come upon you.
Download your free healing scriptures ebook now.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Now, I was talking to James Durham about his visit to heaven, and something intrigued me, because I've had prophetic words myself that there was an ancient door that was getting ready to open in my life. When you went to heaven, describe that ancient door. I want to understand this.
Okay. Well, Sid, when I was lifted, this was sometime later, I'd been to heaven a few times, but I was lifted up and I saw this ancient arched wooden door. And it was an amazing door. It was just, it looked like it was very, very old, but the wood still looked very strong. What amazed me was that it had hinges on both sides and there was no doorknob. So by human means, there was no way that I could open that door.
Right.
But I felt like I was supposed to go through the door. And my only opportunity was to ask the Holy Spirit, help me somehow to understand how to get through this door. And suddenly, the door swung open.
What was the first thing you saw when it swung open?
I was looking into what appeared to be a room, but it was dark in the room because where I was standing was much brighter light, and I couldn't see very clearly inside the room. But I was led by the Spirit to go inside the room. And as I walked through the door, I heard audibly three times the Holy Spirit announced an oak of righteousness. an oak of righteousness. An oak of righteousness.
What does this mean?
And I immediately thought of the words from Isaiah, and that this was the secret place of the Most High God.
Now, when he was in the secret place of the Most High God, God commissioned him to do three things. What were these three things?
Well, the Lord told me that he wanted me to, number one, write a book. And I did not want to write a book.
Why?
I'd always said, I will never write a book. And so I had to eat my words for many, many years to write the book. Second thing he said was move. And I loved the house where we were living. It was exactly kind of like my dream house and a dream office. But I immediately began to get the house in order to move. The third thing he told me to do was to go back and invite people to come to the secret place and to give an impartation for heavenly visitation.
Now, would you be a lot of preparation involved before you invite people? Or when did you first do this with others?
Well, I was hoping there was going to be a lot of instruction and a lot of time before I actually had to do this, because I felt like people would think I was crazy to come back saying things like this. And so I asked the Lord, how long do I have? And he said, until this Sunday.
Oh, no.
Which was like 2 days away.
Well, did you do it?
I did it. I did it.
And what happened?
Well, some people received that. Some people actually visited heaven. But other people, I got some strong rejection from some of the people. And I really understood that I was going to receive that rejection. And it made it clear to me right away that when you obey God and you say things like this that are so far out of line with the way people normally think, you will experience some rejection.
Well, you know, and then multitudes have been, that when he teaches, have had experiences of going to heaven. But why is it, I'm hearing, I didn't as a new believer, but I'm hearing so many people now, believers, are having visits to heaven. Why is that happening now?
Well, Sid, I believe the reason it's happening now is that time is very short. In the first letter of John, he says, this is the last hour. And I believe that God is getting the bride ready, and he's calling people to heaven to give them the instructions, the preparations, the correction, whatever discipline they may need to be ready. And I believe that we're at the time of the great end time harvest, and God is calling the harvesters to heaven to train them and to empower them and to gift them to go back into the harvest to win lost souls for the kingdom. Some people were going to heaven and some were not. And so I on one of the visits, I asked the Lord, Lord, why is that? I just don't understand it. And the Lord said the number one reason is grace. That when we go to heaven and he tells us to do something, if we don't do it, judgment will come. And he does not want to give judgment right now. He wants to give more grace and more mercy. And so he's waiting until people are ready to obey. And that's God's grace.
Now, why did he choose you to talk about the ladder of going up to heaven and coming back like the angels did? Why you?
I think because there's absolutely nothing special about me. I think at that time, I'd been away for 30 years in the military. I was basically unknown in the church, in the body of Christ. And the Lord wanted someone who was unknown so that when I would share with people, I've been to heaven, people would look at me and say, well, if he can do it, I can do it.
I like to say that. Anything James can do, you can do better.
Amen.
We'll be right back, and maybe he'll pray for it.
Amen.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
James Durham wants to impart to you how to experience third heaven visitations and obtain supernatural authority and power to help you fulfill your God-given destiny and purpose. Call now and get James Durham's powerful book and three-part audio CD teaching, Beyond the Ancient Door, plus his significant book, Seven Levels of Glory. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9232. Through his book and audio CD teaching on Beyond the Ancient Door, you will clearly understand from the Bible the scriptural authority that exists for you to access heaven. Learn 10 key steps that God taught James Durham on how you can ascend to the third heaven and enter the ancient door into God's throne room. Be filled with God's kingdom authority and kingdom principles. Understand how to seek heavenly visions, how to test visions, how to trust in godly visions. Share your visions and impart them to others. Learn how godly character is critical in order for you to walk under an open heaven, to access every one of God's promises and blessings for your life. Through his book, Seven Levels of Glory, you will learn the difference between ministering in the anointing versus ministering in the glory, where miracles, healing, signs, and wonders are accomplished by God himself. Understand the seven levels of glory and how you can move in God's realms of glory, even while on planet Earth. James includes anointed prayers, exercises, and a powerful impartation to help you enact what you are learning. Don't miss out on getting James Durham's powerful book and three-part audio CD teaching, Beyond the Ancient Door, plus his significant book, Seven Levels of Glory. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9232. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. Please specify offer number 9232 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Now return to It's Supernatural.
James, on one of your trips to heaven, Jesus gave you a couple of stones. Tell me about that.
Sid asked me if I wanted these stones. So they came one at a time. The first one that came was about the size of an egg, and it was a ruby, and it landed in my left hand. And I could feel it just as real as I could feel anything I touch. And I was excited. I thought that when I came back from heaven, I'd still have that in my hand. But
I understand.
I thought I was going to be able to show this egg-sized ruby to everyone. But it started to melt into my hand. And when it started melting in my hand, there was extreme fire that came into my hand. It was very painful. And then the stone that came into the other hand was also melted into my hand, and it was also on fire and very painful. And it was a stone for releasing gifts of healing and ministering impartation to people. And my hands were on fire 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for more than 2 years. And the only relief I could get was to go put my hands under cold water and get a relief for a few moments. As soon as I took my hands out, they would be on fire again. And I immediately noticed that my wife started feeling the same thing. So I know that what God placed in my hands is transferable and that it can be passed to other people. And I believe that some people here tonight are going to begin to feel the fire of God in their hands, going to begin to feel the power of God moving in them, and it's going to bring a healing anointing and an anointing to release the love of God to people.
Tell me about two or three people that actually were healed as they heard you speak.
One of the most dramatic was I was speaking in a church in Chicago, and a woman who had had her neck broken in three places went into a trance. Her neck had been fused, and she was in great pain and couldn't move her head. And in that trance, the glory came, and God restored the vertebrae in her neck. And not too long after that, I was sharing that in another conference. And while I was speaking, the glory fell. The presence of God came. And another woman, no one praying for, no one else really even knowing she had gone through almost the same thing. The doctor said, the rest of your life will be controlling the pain. Her neck was totally restored in the presence of God, the glory of God. And I believe that glory and that presence is here with us tonight. And it's going to be with everyone who is watching this program. God's going to release that anointing to them.
James, I have to describe what I witnessed before the show started. I was talking to James, and my eyes went down to his hands. And his hands, it looked like there were scars. It was so red, and it looked like there were scars almost all over it. Do you understand what I'm saying? It was so obvious that I said to him, what's going on? And we all, it wasn't just me, several, looked at your hand, and before our eyes, the redness and every and what looked to be like burns almost disappeared. While we were watching that, I'd be remiss before God if I didn't tell you, pray whatever God wants you to pray right now.
Well, right now, I'd just like to say, Sid, that over and over, I've experienced angels coming into our presence. And there are holiness angels that have come into the presence. They started coming in this afternoon. They're still moving in. And those angels are touching people right here, right now. And I believe that they're coming into the homes of all the listeners. And these angels are drawing people unto the Father, bringing them closer to the Father. I believe that tonight there's a lifting up to the Father. And when those angels began to manifest, healing angels also came. And I believe that we have healing angels throughout the room tonight. And the Lord is saying right now, we just pray over you and we release to you right now the love of the Father. We release that anointing to you that you would feel a supernatural flow of the Father's love. And that when those angels of holiness come and touch you, we release them right now to touch you and lift you up and draw you to the Father in heaven. And as those healing angels begin to manifest, we release those angels to minister healing. And I'm hearing that many people are being healed right now of severe headaches, chronic headaches. And right now, you've just been healed by the power of God being brought by these healing angels. The Lord said that upper respiratory infections are being healed right now. Right now, if you have an upper respiratory infection, just let that healing angel touch you. Release the power of God while the glory is manifesting and powerfully present here and in your home as you watch this. There's a healing in the abdominal region for people receiving it right now for all kinds of different issues in the bowels. Chronic problems are being healed right now by those healing angels that are coming to you. So right now, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we release that anointing for healing and for holiness, and we ask those angels, give to people what God sent you to give. We receive it and we believe it in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen and amen.
Amen. You see, when James goes to heaven, he's instructed by God to teach certain things. One trip, he was taught about the kavod, the glory, the heaviness of God, the presence of God, and how wonderful that is. And the Lord taught him there were seven levels of kavod, of glory. Tell me the top level that he explained to you.
The top level, Sid, is the unity glory. And I believe we see that in that same second chapter of Ephesians. Ephesians 2:6, we see that we're seated with Him in heavenly places. But you read on a little further, and we're told in verses 13 through 18 that the dividing wall has been brought down, separating the Jewish believers from the Gentile believers. And one new creature, one new man is coming forth. One new human being is emerging from that. And in verse 18, it says that in this newness, along with unity with Jesus, the Holy Spirit is giving us access to heaven. And we literally are becoming members of the family of God. We're part of the household. You have a chair in heaven, and it's time to go sit in that chair and visit the Father and visit Jesus in heaven. Amen.
Tell me, as quickly as you can, what is going to happen in this unity of Jew and Gentile when Jesus said, you'll do the same works I have done and even greater? Is that what He's talking about?
Sid, I believe that's exactly what He's talking about. And what the Lord showed me is that as Jesus, when He ministered on earth, was able to see what the Father was doing and hear what the Father was saying, that literally Jesus was experiencing heaven and earth at the same time. And that you and I can have that same experience. You and I can experience heaven and earth simultaneously.
But step one to experience heaven and earth is to make Jesus your Messiah and Lord. You don't need my words. Get right with God now.
Amen.
James Durham has had multiple open visions of the third heaven, and the Lord shared with him how every believer could ascend into heaven and encounter God's glory. Today, James has seen hundreds of people experience third-level heaven visitations as a result of his teaching.
James Durham has taken the scriptures and has proven conclusively that a believer can be in two places at once, heaven and earth.
Now, James Durham wants to impart to you how to experience third heaven visitations and obtain supernatural authority and power to help you fulfill your God-given destiny and purpose. Call now and get James Durham's powerful book and three-part audio CD teaching, Beyond the Ancient Door, plus his significant book, Seven Levels of Glory. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9232.
I get feedback from people reading the book that by the time they get to the third or fourth chapter, they're already making third heaven visits. Their life completely changed. They come alive.
Through his book and audio CD teaching on Beyond the Ancient Door, you will clearly understand from the Bible the scriptural authority that exists for you to access heaven. Learn 10 key steps that God taught James Durham on how you can ascend to the third heaven and enter the ancient door into God's throne room. Be filled with God's kingdom authority and kingdom principles. Understand how to seek heavenly visions, how to test visions, how to trust in godly visions. Share your visions and impart them to others. Learn how godly character is critical in order for you to walk under an open heaven to access every one of God's promises and blessings for your life.
People that have listened to the CD say they just almost immediately started having their own third heaven visits.
Through his book, Seven Levels of Glory, you will learn the difference between ministering in the anointing versus ministering in the glory, where miracles, healing, signs, and wonders are accomplished by God Himself. Understand the seven levels of glory and how you can move in God's realms of glory, even while on planet Earth. James includes anointed prayers, exercises, and a powerful impartation to help you enact what you are learning.
The reason God chose me was so that people who would hear that I've been to heaven would look at me and say, well, if He can do it, I can do it.
And that's the purpose of It's Supernatural. Anything my guests can do, you can do better.
Don't miss out on getting James Durham's powerful book and three-part audio CD teaching, Beyond the Ancient Door, plus his significant book, Seven Levels of Glory. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9232. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9232 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
My guest, as a young person, started playing the violin. And what she found out is people started getting healed. I mean, people would feel the pain just coming out of their body. Metal started turning bone when she plays her violin.